knocked on his door. No, I'll be okay. God will take care of me. As the town started to flood, with water swirling waist high, a boat with the rescue team made its way to the man's house, urging him to climb on board and get to safety. Again, the man said confidently, "No, I'll be okay. God will take care of me." Soon the rising waters submerged almost all the houses in the town, and the man found himself stranded on his rooftop. A Coast Guard helicopter appeared and lowered a ladder for the man to climb to safety. Again he refused, calling out, "No, I'll be okay. God will take care of me." It was his last chance. Within an hour, the floodwaters engulfed the house, drowning the man. Upon reaching heaven, the man, totally confused and feeling utterly betrayed, appeared in front of God and asked, "Why did you not take care of me and save me from the storm?" God replied, "I did try to take care of you. I sent a messenger, a lifeboat, and a helicopter. What more did you want me to do?" What more indeed? Every day I talk to people who have been adversely affected by the abrupt end of the economic boom of the 1990s. Some worked hard all their lives and, just as the promise of retirement approached, found that much or all of the money they had so carefully saved for retirement had disappeared. Some are young people who had invested time and money in what they thought were no-lose propositions, but who did lose big time. They may need years to recover their losses and years more to get ahead. Others, thanks in part to the aggressive lending practices of financial institutions, purchased homes or cars they could not afford and have now lost their purchases and their money, along with the chance of obtaining further credit. And many people, way too many, are so overburdened with debt, credit card debt or student loans, that they don't see a way ever to get above water. Their financial stance is, why even try? But personal financial storms can arrive in every season. A divorce, the illness or death of a parent, your own illness, a layoff, even buying a home or having a child. These and other life events often create huge financial challenges. If you don't know what to do about them, they can result in a loss of financial stability and in frayed relationships, debt, and increased emotional and financial insecurity. Yet the fascinating and ultimately empowering truth is that you can almost always sense when financial trouble is coming. Like the man in the parable I just told, you often receive multiple warnings. You see the gathering clouds, perhaps in your shrinking mutual fund balances or in an announcement of future layoffs at your company. You hear alarming stock market reports on the nightly financial news. You have inklings that both your circumstances and your actions, or lack of actions, are putting you in harm's way. When you ignore what the signs and your own senses are telling you, you are not a victim. In a sense, you are a volunteer. I travel the country, sometimes talking with dozens of people a week about their money. I often ask someone, "What keeps you from doing that which you know you should do with your money?" What I hear back frequently is, "I don't know who to go to for the right advice. I don't even know what questions to ask, and I'm afraid of making a mistake with my money." Even though people know in their hearts and minds that they should take action, they are paralyzed with fear. And now let me ask you the same question. What keeps you from doing that which you know you should do with your money? I don't want you to be hampered by lack of knowledge of what to do. Of course, there will be many times in your life when you look back and say, "If I only knew then what I know now." Sometimes nothing other than time, mistakes, and experience could have served as your teacher. But when it comes to money, I believe from the bottom of my heart that you do not have to suffer to learn. You can learn today what you need to do now, may need to do tomorrow, and this audiobook program can help you. Some people prosper when times are challenging, and some people never do, even in good times. Some people endure serious personal financial storms and come out stronger than ever before. Others get swept away. The difference is this: those who do well in both good